Amanda Selwyn is here, artistic director and choreographer of Amanda Selwyn Dance Theater. You know, earlier in the show, Amanda, you mentioned a little bit about the company's work in education.
Yes.
Spend some time on that for us, if you would
mind. Yes, absolutely. So I myself started out as a dance and theater educator. As I started the company, that's what I was doing as my day job, was teaching dance and theater to kids all around New York City. A lot of the other artists in the company were educators as well. So it became very clear to me that I wanted to create a way of bringing these two pieces of my life together. And as I mentioned, the vision of the company is this collaborative creative process. So that was what I was doing as a dance educator. I was using this collaborative creative process with young people. There's a lot of back and forth. So I developed this education program I call it Notes in Motion. And it's fueled by the bridging of dance technique and skill and creative exploration. So similar to what we do with the professional dancers in the public schools, we're giving students the tools, the artistry of dance, but we're also empowering them to have something to say with their bodies, having the opportunity to work together with their peers to create something original. We're working in all 5 boroughs of New York City. I have over 35 teaching artists working with me, pre-K all the way to high school. And as opposed to the Amanda Selwyn Dance Professional Company that is rooted in modern dance and dance theater, in our dance education programs, we actually traverse every style of dance. I have teaching artists that specialize in African dance, in Latin dance. We have tap dance programs, capoeira programs. We do ballet, modern jazz, yoga, you name it. We're doing every type of movement education. But what the core connection is this bridging of technique and creative skill. And when we go into a public school, it's not a cookie cutter program. It's not like you just check a box, this is what we want to do this year. We sit down with the school leaders, we talk to them about what their community, what are their struggles, what are the things that can help build the community of their school, how we can get the parents more involved. We're working in some very low income communities, some schools that really have very unengaged families, and the ways to get the families more engaged is the ways to set the kids up more for success. And what we see happens is once there's a dance program in the school, the parents show up. They want to see their kids up on stage. And the kids go home and they say, oh, we were dancing today at school, and they want to talk about it. They might not want to talk about their math class. You know, sure. So and then we find that the young people that are really struggling in some of the academic subjects, they are shining in dance. So what's so inspiring to us is when we have our reflection meetings with the classroom teachers and they say, you know, Johnny so-and-so has been struggling all year, but in dance class, he was a leader. He was setting an example for the other kids. He wanted to get other people to participate. He was really moving. He had so much energy and a big smile on his face. That's the most exciting thing to behold. So it's really a huge piece of the organization, Notes in Motion's arts education programs. And also many of the professional dancers in Amanda Selwyn Dance also are teaching in our school program. So we have a little go-between.
Yeah.
Some of them are out in the schools in the day and in the mornings and then in the afternoons in the studio.